Hello, I'm Ryan Venom, and this is an amazing discovery. All right, everyone into the car, we're taking a trip, said my dad one morning. Where are we all going? We all asked, wondering why we didn't know, because our parents usually told us days before. It's a surprise, screamed my parents together, which made us wonder even more about what in the world was going on. So, we reluctantly got into our beige Honda Odyssey, already assuming it was something we weren't going to like. The ride seemed unending, especially with the occasional, "Are we there yet?" which was always answered with a, "We'll be there soon," from one of our parents. After sitting in the car for about an hour, we arrived at a giant farm with lots of animals to our left and rows upon rows of corn to our right. Stepped out of the car to waken our legs, only to be hit by the repulsive odor of the horses, pigs, and cows, with their droppings swarmed by pesky fleas. "Why are we at this stupid farm?" was a question from my little brother Nate. "We are going to walk through a corn maze," exclaimed my dad, with way too much enthusiasm. "Why do we drive all the way here for a stupid corn maze?" said my little brother, already hating the trip. "Don't judge something until you've tried it," said my mother, which was her response to a lot of things. So we walked up to the antique-looking ticket booth, bought 6 tickets for the corn maze, and passed through the gate. As we approached the entrance, the corn stalks seemed to keep getting taller and taller, seeming like they would rise forever. The closer we got, the more taunting it felt to enter the maze. "How long is this going to take?" my older brother Matt asked, dragging his feet in the grass toward the maze. "Depends on how long it takes us to get through," my dad replied, hoping that we weren't going to complain the whole way through. "Let's get started," I say, as I took the first courageous step into the unknown of the maze. My brothers and I took off at a brisk pace, leaving the others behind because we wanted to get done really fast so we could leave this stinky farm. "Slow down," came the call from my mother. "I don't want to lose anyone." We turned around and sulked back toward our parents and our sister Sarah. As we continued through the maze, making turn after turn, we started to think we were lost. After taking one more turn, we found ourselves in a clearing, with a bridge overlooking the maze and one other pass across the clearing. As we walked towards the bridge to see if we could find the way out, we saw a sign saying, "Getting in is easy, getting out is irritating." Knowing my dad, he found the sign hilarious because he cracks jokes like that all the time. But we just wanted to be done, so we ignored him and walked up to the bridge to look across the maze. But the bridge wasn't tall enough for us to find a route to the exit. "Any luck?" came the call from my called my dad from below, still admiring the sign. "No. Can we start walking again? I'm burning," Matt asked, feeling the blazing sun against his face, wiping the sweat from his brow. "All right, but stay with us," replied my mom, taking a picture of the corny sign. We took the path across the clearing, taking our time, staying in the shadows as much as we could. Then we came to a split in the path, and thinking too hard, my dad made us stop and think about it for a minute. "I think we should go left," I said, already moving in that direction. "I think we should go right," Nate argued, moving in the other direction. "Wait, wait, wait. Let's come to an agreement before we go running off," my dad bellowed, stopping us in our tracks. "We should go right," said Sarah and Matt in unison, walking towards Nate. "Well, I guess we're going right," I agreed, following the others farther into the unknown of the maze, thinking this whole time that the corn was taunting us, knowing we had no idea how to get out. After a few more turns and forks, we ran into a dead end. We all hung our heads in defeat as we dragged ourselves back to the last split in the path. As we continued farther on, we felt completely lost, running into dead end after dead end. Our bodies became more and more lethargic until we were sulking our way, hoping that we would see an exit, a sign, anything to know we were almost out. Then, out of nowhere, a slight breeze blew through the stalks of corn, cooling us off, helping us catch the reassuring scent of the farm animals. Now regaining all hope, we rushed through the maze, finally seeing the exit. Collapsing onto the ground, feeling the comfort outside of the maze. Finally, we all groaned, gasping for air in the heat of the sun once again. Can we stop for some ice cream on the way home? Nate asked, panting for breath like a dog. I think we can allow that, my mom commented, bringing herself back to her feet. Rising up, we headed back to the car, thanking the farm workers on the way out for the work they did on the maze. As we started up the car, we cranked up the air conditioning, relaxing with the cool breeze coming out of the vents. As we pulled out of the seemingly mile-long gravel parking lot, we looked out the back window, driving away from the taunting stalks of the ominous corn maze.